I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
You hear that?
Yeah.
It's clear.
I got your number, okay? Okay, go to work.
Cochina. Stupid monkey.
Okay, you the monkey, bye.
You monkey, bitch.
Hi. Hi. Hey, guys. Highlights. How appropriate of a song. Because I'm saying hi. Wow. I didn't plan that. I did not plan that. Good afternoon, early evening to you. I'm Carlito. Today is, what day is it? Is it Veterans Day or Labor Day? It's one of those days. Oh man, this is so disrespectful of me. I think it's Veterans Day. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it is, right? Is that the day that I head off today? If so, then happy Veterans Day to all our veteran listeners and our family members who are veterans. Happy Veterans Day to UK Ted and Turd Burglar, and Milkman is a veteran of Korean War. So, yep. We got that. No plan here. I just looked up a city on the west coast in California that I thought would be fun to call and have pranking with. So that is my plan. That's all I got. If you have a thought or an idea with a better plan or a prank that I can do, use the request to prank over at madhouselive.com. That should take care of that. Right? Right. Or send it to me in the chat room. I'm currently in there as Carlitos. Carlitos, guys. Alright, Nunu also sent me a number. He's around. Yay. Clap, clap. A supermarket that banned some old lady for describing someone as colored gentleman. This was in the UK. How does she end up getting banned from the supermarket? Is that what she said? Like that colored gentleman over there? And it was the manager? In that case, and fuck yeah! That's not right to say a colored person. Who does she think she is? Let me just set my microphone correctly because I forgot to set up my device. I think that's the right one. Hang on. Maybe not. Shit, damn it. No. I had the right one the whole time, I think. Let me see. Yeah, I did. Wow, I actually had done it right. Son of a bitch. Okay, so let's call that on behalf of Nunu. Let me save the settings here. And I should have credit. Yep, I do.
Thanks for calling Sainsbury's. Please choose from these four options. Okay. For our opening times and address, press 1. For information about recruitment, press 2. For Nectar contact details, press 3. Or to speak to us, press 4. To hear the...
Oh, this is the supermarket. Not the lady. Oh, shit. Shit, damn it. Come on, Nunu.
Hello, Sainsbury's Code speaking.
Yes, hi. Is this that neat gentleman? Hello? Is this the manager who was there just a moment ago?
Who's this?
I don't know. I only saw one of you.
Okay.
I only saw one of you people there. I think it was just one of you people.
All right. So what are you after?
Oh, because you were very untoward towards me, and I asked you a question, and you walked away like I didn't
ask you. Like, you pretended like you didn't hear me.
What question was that?
It was where the Goya beans are. I needed Goya beans. Hello? Yeah. Hang up, stupid. I called him through because the thing was, you know, about someone said colors, and so I classed it up a little bit. Yes, Dennis Gibsons, you can send in your message on your legacy internet messenger account. Yes. I do still support legacy messaging, but we do not have the screen names. And it's just too much to handle. There's so much spam and so much fucking, so many fucking bots and shit. It's just so annoying. I don't know half the time who's a real listener and who's not, who's just a robot. It just pisses me off. And no one's really using messaging anymore. Very few people. You hear that? Do you hear that noise, though? That's Facebook. Every time there's a Facebook message, you hear that ba-doing. So right in the background, you see what I'm getting at. That's what killed it. Oh. This is our funeral for AIM and MSN Messenger and Yahoo, and Yahoo Chat. Yahoo Chat, man. Good times, good times. All right, well, let me get the Google Maps up here. That's what I was working on for the pranks. I don't know which browser window it was. Oh, man. I'm going to have problems today. I had a bad day today. Bad fucking day machine. Okay, here's a Ruth Chris. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's where you can get a steak for over $100. I've been to one twice. I got conned into going by an ex-girlfriend. And a true story. And the second time it was paid for by my boss as a Christmas present. He got me a $200 gift certificate. Well, I take that back. There was a raffle held at the Christmas dinner event. And I won a $200 gift certificate to Ruth Chris. So my bill came out, after tip, my bill came out to like $40. Because it was, you know, two steaks and your sides are separate at Ruth Chris. Dude, but the steak though, man, you can get it where like they, where you add extra butter and onion and, mushrooms. Oh, dude. That's the best, it's not the best steak in Orlando, but it's up there. And the Ruth Chris is in Central Florida really good because their headquarters is in Orlando, so they have to step it up a notch because the big wigs are close by. Are they not open for lunch?
If you are calling to set up your Granite voicemail box for the first time, please press...
The fuck is that? The fuck does that mean? The fuck is a fucking Granite voicemail fucking shit? This violent heart inside of the fuck is that? Obviously a fucked up number. Either that or they've never set up their voicemail. Because then I think Ruth Chris says, I know I'm 90% certain they don't open for lunch. And the earliest, well, by now, usually you should be able to call and make reservations. They're usually there prepping and shit by now, motherfucker. So maybe it's a backline number, motherfucker. Let's look up Ruth Chris in this area. I'm sure they have a website. And I never quite know what the dress code is there. They say smart casual, but I'm like, all right, casual's jeans. So I went online just to make sure, like, what can I wear? I was like, I'm going to wear, like, a polo shirt and a pair of jeans and maybe a jacket over there. You know, look stylish. You know, maybe with sneakers, so it's, you know, be like a nice urban young look. But I couldn't get a straight answer online about it. Can you wear jeans? Can you not? Do you need a tie? Do you not? I'm like, fuck.
Thank you for calling for Chris Steakhouse.
Hey, listen, I called and there was some Granite voicemail stupid thing that came up. when I call from Siri, it says, set up your Granite voicemail. What is that about? What is that?
May I help you, sir?
Yeah, I was calling to make a reservation. I need 2 spaces.
What's the date that you have in mind?
For today or tomorrow, preferably today.
Sure, and the time you'd like to join us?
Evening, later in the evening, whatever you have available, honey baby.
Go ahead and let me know what the time that you have in mind, and I'll go ahead and check our reservation book.
Fine, 7. God, you can't think out of the box.
Well, I need a specific time, sir.
All right, 7:28.
May I take the last name of the party?
Cross.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Cross.
And a first name, please, Mr.
No,
Cross.
Just cross. That's all you need.
And is there a contact phone number for you?
Yeah, it's from out of town. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. And will you be celebrating a special occasion this evening, Mr. Cross?
I'm going to give her some crazy news about me and her sister. So, yeah.
I'll go ahead and note down that it's a special occasion.
Put down that it's a private special occasion, okay?
I will definitely do that, Mr. Cross.
Now, also, because of the sensitivity of the situation, I can't have knives served at all with the meal, and they cannot be on the table.
Okay, so you would like us to clear the knives from the table?
Yeah, because she might get very mad, and just to be sure, I think, you know, not to have that kind of thing there, because she can get a little crazy sometimes when she gets upset.
Okay, I'll go on ahead and make sure that we have no knives on your table.
Okay, no coffee service, because she could throw that at me. And it could be very hot, so no coffee service either. At the end, please don't even offer it, okay?
I will make sure we don't offer any coffee as well.
Okay, all right. Now, is it the white staff? Are they white Anglo-Saxon, or what exactly?
Can I ask you to hold 1 second, please?
Sure, honey.
No time to hold for a...
Hi, this is the manager. How can I help you?
Hey, honey, how are you?
No, I'm not a honey. I'm the manager.
Oh, hey, sir. How are you? Good to talk to you.
What are you trying to do here?
I'm trying to make a reservation, but there's the sensitivity of the special occasion. I want to make sure, because my wife can get really upset when she hears bad news, and I have to give her some bad news about a relationship I've had with another woman.
Well, then I don't suggest you come here and have dinner.
No, I really... This is her favorite place. This is her favorite place. And red meat especially really calms her down usually after consuming it. And so I thought I would bring her to...
Well, I don't suggest you do that in a public place.
I can't do it in private. I can't. It's not safe at all. To do
okay,
this in
well,
private.
We are unable to help you with your request here.
You can't grant my request at all. I mean, I don't understand. Please listen.
Yeah.
I just
no, that's
I'm
why I'm telling I'm, you that we can't.
I'm emotionally compromised, and I'm making a personal plea. Please help me, please.
No, there's nothing I can do to help you.
Can you recommend, you know, another public venue, perhaps?
Morton's?
What is Morton's?
I don't know. Look it up in the yellow page.
Morton's Steakhouse? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll look it up.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. Yeah. You get to, like, to remove the knives. The coffee. No coffee. She could throw hot coffee at me. I should have said no hot soup. Maybe I'm a victim of my own defenses. But you get that at the beginning, the hot soup. So if I waited towards the end, as it sounded, because I wanted to get her meat drunk also, you know? I should have said no alcohol, please, because... She gets violent when she's drunk. shit. You gotta love relationships like that, man. Anyway, we are on Mixlr. I've created a Mixlr experience on Madhouse now. And if you have any feedback for the way how that's been implemented over at the website for the show, for the network, rather, for the Madhouse Network, I'd appreciate it. Let me know if you think it should autoplay, if it shouldn't, if it works for you, if not. I think we're all, a lot of us are trying to move away from Shoutcast, but the problem is you can't really broadcast 24/7 on Mixlr. I think Dialer told me you have to get a premium account. But even in premium account, like when I saw the options or the upgrade options, that didn't show up as one. I have to get with Dialer to see what he meant exactly. I don't know if like it's like an auto DJ in which I would just upload the content and it would take care of it. And that would probably be fine also. I'd like to see how much control I have over the rotation. Because there is a schedule, believe it or not, to the content on the Shoutcast station. I don't know if any of you have ever caught it. But you get a Madhouse show at 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock every hour, or every time. So 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 12 a.m., and 12 p.m. It should be a Madhouse show. In between that, it should just be prank calls. And then Dialer has an hour on average special segment every day at 11 o'clock in the morning, I think, which is designed for Dialer to be able to get on after that at his normal time in 12, and he kind of has an intro built up. That's why I did that for him. But Dialer is not able to manage getting Shoutcast to work, and that sucks because Dialer does a really good job. He has a really good show, but he just keeps getting kicked off. And we figure it's just a connectivity issue. Shoutcast, I guess, is very sensitive to upstream. And that's true, because I've seen it go down on me before if I was running a lot of stuff, you know? If you're running torrents and stuff like that, it really starts fucking up. So, he's on a mobile connection, and he doesn't have that much to spare. However, Mixlr works great. It's not that intensive. So I don't know. Maybe we could just leave Shoutcast altogether if I can go 24/7 with it. There's not a lot of people on Mixlr right now. I don't think crowd-wise it's good. Hopefully it can start picking up some more steam in the mainstream. I think it's getting ready to do that. It looks like that. It looks like Stitcher and other stuff like that, you know, started off small and, you know, picked up steam. Pandora, that's another one. Didn't really start off that big, but now it's everywhere. And a lot of people of the mainstream, derp, you know, I'm missing chromosomes people. The fluoride heads. I've been listening to a lot of Alex Jones. Okay, moving right along. The fluoride heads. It's a good insult, you fluoride head. MPSA Cobra saying, make sure they salute me. Okay, whatever you say. Thank you. Dennis asking, Lito, do you have Xbox 360? The answer is no. I have PS3 machine, and I plan on getting PS4 machine. That's just what I'm planning. Okay. Maybe Xbox also. But I'm not that much of a gamer, you know? I'm not that much of a gamer, so I can't support financially investing in two of the next generation consoles just to see I can go from one to the other. Because to me, I'll be honest with you, it all looks the same to me. The shit on PS3 looks just the same as it does on Xbox 360. I think the colors are a little more vibrant on the Xbox 360 on some comparisons I've seen side by side online. But not really. It's still workable. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I
Ice Goose sending a number for San Diego Christian College Machine, which is open on Veterans Day. Here we go.
Good afternoon, San Diego Christian College. How may I help you?
Hey, it took you a while to answer, huh?
I was on the other another line with somebody.
Oh, well, what happened?
Nothing. They were wanting to know when the pastor would be preaching so that they could come and visit the church. So.
Oh, when's the pastor going to be preaching?
He's here every Sunday in November on the schedule right now.
Oh, yeah. And then who is like in December, or who does he share duties with?
I don't have a December schedule yet. I only have November schedule. So right now it does show Dr. David Jeremiah preaching every Sunday, except for Sunday evening on the 24th. It will be a concert at 6 p.m. It's going to be the Signature Sound Christmas concert.
Okay, well, I'm Reverend John Snakewater, and I was hoping to come and be able to maybe do service, break bread with you around the holidays and whatnot. I go there and, you know, give my service, or just be with you guys and do a shared service, you know, and we can preach together and welcome in the baby Jesus together. And the alien.
You're wanting to go up to the pastor's office?
Well, I was...
This is the switchboard. I need to... So you're wanting to speak to the pastor to see if you can come in and...
We're going to do mutual services all through, the baby Jesus' birth through Advent. Well, you know, we'll all celebrate together and, you know, we'll break bread. I'll bring my congregation. We're in a bunch of RVs. We travel country. So we'll park there in your parking lot, you know?
Oh, we don't allow that. This is also a school, so we have kids here, so we don't have any parking in the parking space.
Well, we ain't vagrants.
We're also the San Diego Christian College. We're also the Christian Unified Schools of San Diego, and also the Southern California Seminary. So
we can't have
anybody overnight on the property.
We ain't vagrants or nothing. We just travel, giving the world.
For the kids' safety, because of the Unified Schools.
Shit.
We don't have anybody on the in the parking lot.
Bullshit.
We have school dorms here.
Bullshit.
Pardon me?
Bullshit.
I beg your pardon?
I said bullshit. S-H-I-T shit. All right. Call terminated according to the Skype machine. Bullshit. Holy shit. I escalated that quick because I was starting to get bored. Father John Snakewater. He's traveling gypsy fucking congregations is gonna put up shop in the parking lot. There you go, Ice Goose. I hope you heard that. That was for you, buddy. Palindrome offering ghetto girls' numbers. Okay, yeah. Send ghetto girls' number. That's fine. Why not? All right, moving right along here. We already called the supermarket and already said Negro, Nunu, so we're not going to call that again. That was your racist idea. And I did it. Here's marijuana. Remembering we did a show recently where we called a Best Buy where apparently the store manager was out on maternity leave. She was getting ready to have a baby. And I called saying that I was friends of a group of employees. We all hung out together. And then we called her doctor and impersonated her husband. And asked for information about how she was doing, and they said that it was going to be a stupid baby, they said. I don't know if you guys remember this. I think the title of that episode is called Stupid Baby Fund. Because, as a matter of fact, that's what it is. So just look that up over in the Madhouse Prankcast section, the show archive. But I think it was Super Stupid Baby Fund because I wanted to start a stupid baby fund for the baby who was going to be stupid. He tested for stupid. God damn it.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Encinitas Ranch Town Center. If you're calling about the PlayStation 4,
shut up.
For 4 hours, press 1. For directions, press 2.
Thank you for calling Best Buy in Encinitas. It's Marissa. How can I help you? Can you do this first?
Hey, big girl. How you doing?
Good. How are you? How can I help you?
I'm good. That was Big... What's your name? Big Benita?
No, Marissa.
Oh, Marissa. All right. Hey, Kelly hasn't come back yet, right?
She is back, but she's off today. She's off on Sundays and Mondays.
So we called her doctor. I'm friends of a group of employees there. We, you know, roommate together, and we hang out together. You know, we go... Anyway, so... I called her, Kelly's doctor, and I impersonated her husband just to find out how things were, and we found out that she had a stupid baby.
Excuse me?
They told us that she had a stupid baby, they said.
Okay, I'm not sure if you're calling for any kind of purpose, but is there anything I can help you with besides talking about my general manager?
Well, we wanted to set up a fund, a stupid baby fund, to help her out, you know? So,
okay, I'm not sure if this is a joke or anything, but I can't take this call seriously by what you're saying.
I was going to decorate a cup, you know, and say, hey, stupid baby fun, and keep it anonymous, you know?
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
I was just seeing if you'd be interested in me putting up a cup for stupid baby fun there.
No, I don't want to participate in that. Thank you so much. And if there's anything else I can help you with, I would love to help you, but with what you're saying, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Oh, honey baby, bye. Great. Stupid Baby Fun Part 2, that was. Calling about the Stupid Baby Fun still. Yeah. Horrible prank call. I could have a stupid baby one day. No. Jesus. Christ. Horrible. Okay. Thank you, Marijuana. Thank you, Marijuana, for sending that number in. Again, thank you. Nunu sending the numbers on AIM. Okay. The numbers are on AIM. Okay, we got some pizza places. Over in London and Glasgow, England. Or is it Glasgow, Scotland? I don't know. We also have angry old people who live in Cornwall. And some Islamic TV terrorist news station in the UK. Thank you for that. All right. Well, we'll call the Papa John's in Glasgow. Glasgow.
Papa John's, Barry speaking. Okay.
Hello, I'm calling from the corporate office in Minnesota.
Sorry?
I'm calling from the corporate office in Minnesota.
Yep.
Is this the manager or store owner I'm speaking with?
Yeah, I can get them for you.
Okay, thank you.
Every second, I'll put you on hold every second, all right?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi there, how can I help?
This is Ben Stern. I'm with the corporate office in Minnesota. How are you, sir?
Yeah, very, very good today.
Very good. Listen, we have a few concerns over a report of very rude service there.
Right, okay.
All right. The lady said she came in, and the man at the counter said that he wanted to see her sexual organs with pizza all over them, she said. He said, she said that he wanted to put pizza parts all over her sexual organs, he said, and lick them off and eat all the cheese off, he said.
Right.
Now, what was your name?
Sorry, what's your name?
This is Eddie.
Eddie, okay.
Eddie, shut up. Eddie Loyola, I'm with the corporate office. Papa John's corporate machine, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So you're calling from the corporate office of Papa John's, yeah?
Yep. Can't you tell from my voice? I am an American machine.
Right, okay. And how can I help?
All right, there was a complaint. The man talked about the woman's sexual organs. That is the problem.
Right, which one of the Papa John's are you phoning from?
From the main corporate office machine in Minnesota, United States.
Right, and who is it you work for?
John Cervante.
John Cervante, I've not heard of him.
Okay.
And what was the name that you mentioned earlier on? Something.
I also work with Dr. Lopez.
Right.
Okay, my name is Eddie Loyola. I also work with Renee Sweetwater and John Snakewater.
Right, okay. And what would you like me to do?
Well, we wanted to get the social identification number for this person.
Right, and do you know who it was that you were speaking to at the store?
Where or who? What?
Who they were talking to at the store.
Who he was? No, well, we wanted to find out who was at the front counter there tonight.
Do you know what time they called in?
He was a colored person.
Right. Do you know roughly what time it was?
I believe 10 p.m. local, perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know if that's English American time or your local time.
For one. Okay, and it definitely was one of the members of staff that actually spoke to the customer.
She said that he said, I want to put pizza all over those sexual organs, and he like flicked his tongue like a lizard.
Right. Okay.
And he said, I'm imagining you sitting in that chair, and there's a big slice of pizza in a triangle form covering your hair pie, he said.
Right, okay. But see the telephone number you're calling from, the 001541-946-3476.
Yep, and as for Mr. Loyola, extension 2344.
Right, okay. And if we do find that it is a false allegation, then it's not a problem with me passing this to the local police.
No, I would definitely do that at that point, yep.
Yeah, because we've got the telephone number.
Oh, wow, you got the phone number. Yeah, good.
Right.
I'm glad that made it over to you over there. Yeah.
Okay, so what would you like me to do with this member of staff?
Well, I need you call back, and I need the social identification number, and then we'll continue from there.
Right, okay.
We need his papers and his social identification number.
Yeah, see, we don't actually have any papers. But what papers is it you need?
His documents, his private papers and private documents.
His employment details.
Then we need him to give copies of all his private documents and papers.
Right.
And then I want to see his computer machine and his telephone machine.
Right, okay. And you're definitely calling from the corporate head office, yeah?
Absolutely, 100%. Corporate machine, yes.
Okay. What email address would you like me to send them to?
Send that to corporateoffice at notla.com.
notla.com. Right. Okay, and when do you need these documents by?
As soon as you can get them, as soon as you can, and I'll talk to the union head, and then we'll come in, we're going to brief them and stuff, because we need to try to make this fly under the radar, you know, before they have to take a blood sample, see if he's got madness disease, you know, if he's got shit for brains, they'll take a look, see if he's got shit for brains also.
Yeah.
We have a test, it's called, to say, hey, you shit for brains, like that, and they find out. If he's a shit for brains, then we can, you know, get him off on that. Say, look, Your Honor, he's a shit for brains. And here's the paper. It's that level, and it goes down the different levels, and he's at the shit for brains, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Right, okay, no problem. I'll get those details emailed over to you.
Delicious. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Whatever. Stupid. He's not going to get those documents. He's all coy. He's like, I want to talk to the police after. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Do it, bitch. Police can't save your ass. All right, look. I have to play a prank call. I have to get something to drink. And I have to do a quick prep work on dinner. I'm going to be making a dinner here tonight of steaks. I got, that's why I called Ruth Chris, because I got steak machines. I'm excited about steaks tonight, everybody. Okay. All right. Let me see a prank call here. See that I can find one that I haven't really called. Midget Market? I don't know what that is. Reclude, the perfect night. I'm feeling a Reclude call. Oh, yeah. Reclude call. Here we go. Reclude call. Reclude call. This one's called the perfect night. Never mind. Didn't load. Queen's bullshit. Hey, everybody. I'm Carlito, where we've made some calls so far today that have been all right. I've already talked to a church where I said bullshit. I remember that one. What else did I do? I had a stupid one at the pizza place. It was so stupid. It was so stupid and juvenile. I was like, there was a complaint. I tried to turn it around a little bit, but that was the best I could do. Ghetto girls' numbers. Here we go. Apparently,
you are trying to call is not reachable. PPS 6180.
Yay! Thank you for sending a bullshit number. Yeah. Your number is bullshit. Palindrome bullshit number. Let's head back to California, where we already talked to Ruth Chris. Oh, that was another prank that I've done, huh? We gotta find another place near there. He said Morton's. Can he say Morton's? The fuck is Morton's? Morton's Steak, isn't it like one of those a la carte shits? Let me look for Morton's in this town. God damn it. The Morton Steakhouse. Son of a bitch. Look, it's in town. He was talking shit on the guy right on the way. Call him. Come on. There you go.
Good afternoon, they were called Morton's and Anthony. How may I assist you?
Hey, honey, how you doing, Big Samantha? I wanted to make reservations for me and my wife. It's a special event, and I just got to make reservations either for tonight or tomorrow night.
Okay, what time would you like reservations for?
You got something around 7 p.m.
For how many guests?
Me and my wife.
Okay. Can I get you to spell the last name for me, please?
Cross, C-R-O-S-S. That's all you need is Cross. That's it, just Cross.
I'm sorry?
That's it, just Cross. Cross, that's the name.
Okay, and the first name?
You just need Cross, just Cross. Mr. Cross.
Sure.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, can I get a number you could be reached at? Area code first?
It's not local, so let you know. We're not from here.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Okay, and is it for any special occasion, birthday?
That's part of what we got to talk about. It's a special occasion in that I have to give her some bad news about me and a really good friend of hers and a relationship that I had outside of my marriage with a really good girlfriend of hers. So I need to make sure that there's no knives at all during the dinner service. And even on the table, like, clear off any knives.
because she can get upset sometimes.
Okay, and would you like an email confirmation for your reservation?
No, no, that's fine. Can you accommodate that, the knife policy?
Sure, if you would like us to remove the knives, I will go ahead and make a note.
Okay, now also, the no coffee service, please don't even request it, because she's been known to throw hot coffee and soup at me. And also, do you have a soup there at all that you offer? Like a soup?
Onion soup and lobster bisque.
Can you just don't say what the soup of the day is, you know what I mean? Don't offer the soup. And if she orders a soup, to kindly come back and say, I'm sorry, we're out of the soup.
Maybe you should wait to tell her after she's eaten her soup.
Just an idea.
Well,
maybe towards the, yeah, but then definitely can't. Because I was thinking I'd get her on a steak, and she gets, like, really kind of slow, and kind of when she has a lot of red meat, she kind of, you know, gets calms down a lot. It's kind of a joke we have. It has a different effect on me. And what I want to make sure is that I can get her nice and kind of meat comaed out a little, and then tell her as close to that as possible. So it has to be there. But the no coffee service, please. Don't even offer coffee at the end of the meal, because that's when I'm going to tell her, is after she's done with the meal.
Okay, I'll go ahead and make a note.
Okay, so we got no knives. We can get away with the soup. But if she asks for it as her entree, then we need to tell her we're out of the soup. But she can have it at the beginning, you know, as not the part of the main entree. And the hot coffee, no coffee service, no tea service at all, okay?
All right, I'll certainly put that in the notes for you, sir.
Now, do you have liquor service there, a license, or?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, she gets really violent when she's drinking. So I would like her to have one glass of wine, but kindly tell her, can we tell her, I'm sorry, there's a limit, a one drink limit in this restaurant, one drink per, patron only. So that if she asks for a second glass of wine or a bottle, we can explain to her, we're only allowed to do one drink per person.
That might be a little difficult to get away with. But I will go ahead and still make the note for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. I just want to make sure that I want to do this in a public setting because she could get really violent sometimes. I'm afraid, so I know if I do it in a public venue, she will be more likely not to have that kind of episode anymore, like the judge said.
I completely understand. Okay. Well, you have a great day, Mr. Cross, and we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock for a party of two.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, cool. Nice, silly prank call. Not really, nothing crazy, just a silly story, guys. A funny, silly, enjoyable story, and I hope you enjoyed it with me. Okay. Moving right along, let's see what else we have in our area. I could call back the original steakhouse and thank them for having given me Morton's. They seem to be able to accommodate me. All right, let's do that. It was a manager I talked to over there, right? Pretty sure. Oh, yeah, but I had to find the number elsewhere, I think. Oh, here it is. Okay, I got it. Skype history, duh.
Thank you for calling Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Anaheim. This is Jeff. How can I help you?
Hey, Big Jeff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Are you the gentleman that recommended Morton's Steakhouse to me?
I did not.
I had called for reservations for party two, but I had some special needs, and he said that no one could accommodate that for me there or anywhere else in town. He said, good luck, call Morton's. And I just wanted to call back and say, Morton's took my reservations, and they are going to seat us, and they're not going to have knives at the service.
They're going to limit my wife to one drink. They're not going to offer hot coffee or soup at all as an entree.
I can tell you I'm the night manager, and I have no idea what happened. As far as this goes, I walked in about half an hour ago.
All right. Well, what happened was I called earlier because I wanted reservations for two. And I have to give my wife the news that I've been having an affair with her, basically best girlfriend since college. I have to tell her about this, and she gets really violent and really angry sometimes. So I was going to tell her.
Sounds like it's not going to be good, my friend.
Well, this is what the other damn person said there. Well, guess what? He said, call Morton's. And you know what? They said, no problem. Bring it in. They said, come on in. Huh. We'll help you out. They said, and he said 20% off because Ruth Chris turned you down. That's what he told me.
Really? Well, I'm not sure. I didn't hear anything about that yet, so I'll have to go talk with the other people here.
Well, when you have
That we weren't able to accommodate you.
When you have your shift change, daily meeting over here, second shift going to third shift, motherfucker, I'm sure you'll go over that and you can bring up that information to say, yep, Mr. Cross called back and confirmed. Thank you for Morton's, referral that they took care of what Ruth Chris couldn't do. Morton's is taken care of.
Well, again, I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I didn't hear anything about it until now.
All right. Well, bring that. Let them know that in the meeting there before you guys take over your shift, all right?
I definitely will.
All right. And
good luck tonight, my friend.
Can I call back and be on the conference call at all? Or?
The conference call?
Don't you have a daily conference call when you come in? Everybody?
No.
All points and connections? And no? Nothing like that?
No.
Oh,
we don't do a conference call. We do a meeting with our staff, but we don't do a conference call.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for accommodating.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thanks for accommodating me.
I'm sorry we couldn't.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. I should have asked him, correction. I should have asked him that I wanted him to connect me to hear the meeting on conference call. I should have said I was going to conference call several of my friends to listen. Just this last week, Brad Carter was able to get into a conference at a former large United States company who was having a conference call. It was quite funny. I recommend you ask him about it if you want to know, but it is a private situation. It's not on Mixlr and it's not on MP3. It probably won't be for many years. So that's one of those things where if you missed it live, then you missed it for a long time, probably forever. Brad may decide he never wants to put that up. And then fuck you for not being around. Pay attention to Mixlr and you will get notification. MIXLR.com/MadhouseLive. Did I mention go to our Mixlr? Yeah. Palindrome says it worked, that number that was a piece of shit from before. The phone is working. Okay, I'll try later. Alright. We have a 24-hour India Rape Festival hotline. Excuse me? And then he said, don't call that, it's a scam. Okay. Alright, yeah. Anyway, he sends in numbers for Indian restaurants coming in from Big Cactus. Thank you, Cactus. We'll do one of them right now, and we'll see how this goes and continue. This is India Grill Machines.
India Grill, how may I help you?
India Grill Machine.
Hello?
Hi, India Grill Machine. I'd like to make an order.
Ah, yes. What's your name?
My name is Crow.
Car?
Crow.
Do you spell it?
C-R-O-W-E-R.
Okay, and phone number, sir?
Hang on. It's out of state, okay?
Okay. Okay. Did you repeat it? 946? Okay. What would you like to order?
Okay, one order of your Papa Dom's, please.
Okay.
All right, one tandoori chicken, I'm sorry.
Okay, and hot spicy, would you like it mild, medium, hot?
Medium.
Okay, and?
One chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala, also medium?
Yes.
Okay.
One banchud.
One?
Banchud.
What is that?
Banchud, B-A-H-N-C-H-O-D, Banchod. Banchod.
We don't have that, sir.
Okay, one, let's see here. One kuta, K-U-T-T-A, kuda, it says. One kuda.
What is that? You're talking about bread?
Yeah.
We have onion kulcha.
All right. Do you have one gandu?
What is that? Where are you reading the menu?
It says here, Indian food is India Grill Inc. And it says gandu sauce.
No. We are India Grill St. Pete downtown.
Oh, yeah. It says Madar Chod.
No.
Madar Chod special. It says come call sister. Sister, pick up the phone and talk sexy, it says.
What?
It says, sister, pick up phone and talk sexy. That's what it says here.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
It says, sister will talk phone and call and be sexy. It said, call to make an order. Sister will take the order and be sexy, it says. It says you have one toilet there.
Would you like to order anything else? Papadum, tandoori chicken, chicken tikka masala, anything else?
One sister. Okay, no, that's it. How long will it be?
Okay, it takes like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right,
All right, thank you.
I'll call you back, all right? Okay, I'll call her back, I said. I did get that in before she hung up. I'll call you back. So she makes it. It's on her. I said, well, hang on. I'll call you back. Anyway. The Lux Machine sent in numbers here for Steven in Vegas who desperately needs to pay his tuition. There's also a Ryan who needs a fresh start. And he's a stupid. Okay. These are two people who are interested in flying. Yeah, the flying amateur rocket thing. These are pretty good calls you did, Lux, over the weekend. I thought they were pretty good. You're just talking to people like, yeah, sure, I'll be in a fucking rocket ship or whatever. All right, cool. Well, let's try Steven then.
Hi, you have reached Steven Ackman, but I'm unable to get to my phone.
He didn't answer. Hey, Lux, I connected you.
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, boy.
I should answer. I can get more numbers, though.
You got really bad background noise. All right, I'll try the next one there, Big Lux. Let me get your list. Lux's list. God, Lux, you're breaking my ears, motherfucker.
Yeah, I turned off my computer. My bad.
God, how old's your computer? It's like 20 years old. It's a beige computer. What you got?
Yeah, I purchased it in 1992. Wow. So, conveniently 6 years before I was born.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hey, I'm calling from Rocket Man Industries. I see that you responded to an ad we placed regarding rocketry. Hello.
I'm sorry?
You responded to an ad regarding the rocket trip?
Not that I know of.
Did you reply to a Craigslist ad that you wanted to be on a rocket machine?
No, we did not.
Then what did you reply to? What is this?
I don't know what you're talking about even.
Give me the command codes to the rocket machine, Ryan. Okay. I don't know, Lux.
I don't know what you responded. I guess you could try it one more time. I'll put another number in the chat.
Yeah, I see it. Bobby. Ooh, drop my mic.
Hello?
Can you fly, Bobby?
I'm sorry.
Huh?
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling from Rocket Man Industries. You responded to a motorized bike thing. You build motorized bikes and you think that's relevant to the rocket program that we have going on?
I don't believe that was anyone that's here. It could have been one of my grandkids or something, and they don't live here anymore.
Oh, why not?
Well, they moved.
Oh, where'd they go?
Good question.
Did they go to Portland?
I don't know where they are, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah? Wow. And what's his name? What's their name?
I don't even know if for sure if that's what happened.
All right. Well, we wanted to put him on a rocket machine, you know?
Well,
if they're
interested, they'll call you back.
He responded about being on a rocket machine. We were going to launch his ass in a rocket. Blow it up, and then
we're not interested.
Okay, they're not interested. Whatever. These are weird people, Lux. Wow, they're like really like. Oh,
yeah, I don't know. Me and Turbo, the idea was rockets.
Are both these numbers for this Bobby guy, or?
Oh, yeah, maybe one is the grandparents, and one's the actual dude. I wasn't sure what's up with that.
Hi, this is Corey. Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message and I'll get...
Oh, yeah, Corey.
God, I failed.
Hi, this is Corey. Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message...
Bitch sent me straight the voicemail that second time. What a bitch. Should've left her a voicemail. Maybe she'll call back. Girls find it hard to resist calling back someone that doesn't leave a voicemail, Lux. I don't know if you knew that about girls yet. I don't know what you know about girls, but that's something.
To get a date, I should just call someone over and over and leave no voicemails?
No, just call once and hang up. And then when they call back, they're like, what do you want? And she's like, did you call me? I'm like, no. Did I? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, so what's up? Yeah, that's a good move. You learn that from me. There you go. Try it out. MPSA Cobra sends in a Golden Mountain Asian spa. Let's get you a massage. Lux, stand by.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go into childhood.
Hello, Golden Mountain Asian spa. May I help you?
Hey, honey. How are you?
Good.
Hey, baby. Listen, my son's turning 15. I'm going to bring him in and be there, get a nice massage. We're going to get...
Yeah.
Do you do couples massages?
Yeah, we do couple massages.
So it's going to be for me and my son. He just turned 15 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you don't have an age limit then? A 15-year-old can come in?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And it's Asian staff there?
Asian spa. So what time would you like come in?
Tonight, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yeah, he's going to talk to you. Maybe that'll put some fire in your ass. There you go, Lux.
Hello.
Hello?
Yo, hi. So, yes. Like, you're going to be giving me the happy ending, right?
Pardon me?
You're going to be giving me the massage with the happy ending, the little tug-tug, trouser sneak. You're going to be doing that all?
What does that mean?
That you're going to touch my willy with your fingers.
Oh, and do
Asian magic.
We used to do the whole body massage.
Yes, all over my body.
We used to do the massage only.
Yes, you're going to be massaging it with your hands.
Yeah, we used to do the Chinese massage.
Okay, and do you use your Chinese mouth to clean up, or do we have to bring like napkins or something?
Sorry, I have another customer. Would you like to call me back?
No, you don't. Who's the other customer? Who is it?
I'm still working right now.
Oh, what's the other customer doing? What do you want to do?
No, I have a customer right now. I didn't finish my client right now.
Your client?
So if you like come in, I will take your 7 p.m. You want to do the couple massage, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And yeah, so wait, does she do colon massages too?
Do you have big natural Asian breasts?
Sorry.
Do the girls have big, nice Asian, natural Asian? Okay, that's a good question. Made her stay away from her client that long. If she's lying, she didn't have no client. Bullshit.
No.
Bullshit.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you on, Big Lux. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to go get dinner or something.
I was playing Assassin's Creed. I'm going to go back to that, but I'll listen.
All right.
Funniness.
Cool. I don't know. I don't think I'll be on for much longer, but I'm on. It is what it is. All right, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, dude.
Bye. No one wants to hang out with Carlito. No one wants to be on with Carlito. I tried to get Lux. I tried to get Spray on with me. He didn't want to be on. He's got to be in school. Lux has got other stuff. He wants to go play basketball, I guess. What did he say he's going to do? Play Magic the Gathering? What did he say? Lux. Going to play Magic. Yeah. Okay. Focus. Let's go back to California and call some more people over there. Let me close some of these windows. Shit. Sloth says, badoink. Whatever that means, Sloth. Whatever. Don't be ignorant. Hobzoid says, sweet. All right, man. Thank you. Yeah. We could do an apartment complex, right? Talk about the stuff that Brad does. I could copy Brad. I'll copy Brad Carter. I'll do a tribute to Brad Carter. This is my tribute to Brad.
Hello, thank you for calling. For information about leasing one of our wonderful apartment homes, please press 1. If you are a current resident, vendor, or trying to reach our office for any reason other than leasing information, please press 3. That was an invalid response. Please make your selection again. For information about leasing one of our wonderful apartment homes, please press 1. If you are a current resident, vendor, or trying to reach our office...
Motherfucker, I said 3. Motherfucker, fucking Skype and the DTMF tone's not ever fucking working right. Motherfucker, fuck the apartment complex for having an automated fucking line. Son of a bitch. Here's another apartment complex right around the corner from that same place. God, that pisses me off with the Skype with that shit. Nuna reminding us, call these old people before they go to sleep because they go to sleep. Jose calling in. We'll connect him after this call.
Good afternoon, Orangewood Garden. This is Marta.
Hey, how are you, big girl?
Fine, how are you?
Good. Listen, I am staying in one of the units there. I'm not on the lease. I just pay under the table, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not on the lease.
You're not on the lease. There's nothing I can do about it. I cannot do business with people that they're not on my lease.
I stay on the couch.
Just stay on the couch.
Yeah, there's a leaking. The bathroom is flooded with water, and the living room, it's been flooding.
Okay, tell me, what apartment do you live?
It's been flooding for like 3-4 days now.
Okay, what apartment do you live? Because I don't have a clue, you know.
13?
What 13?
13.
What building?
Building 2?
No, I think you got the wrong number.
I don't know. No. Wait, I stay there. I don't know. I don't.
Well, like I said, you know, I cannot talk with strangers over the phone. If they have any issues, the resident, they have to come over.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Listen.
If you don't live here, you're not on my list.
Sleep there every night and I go.
I have no idea who you are, you know, huh?
Come on.
I said, I don't do business with people that they're not on my list.
You stupid.
They have to be on the lease agreement in order for me to get a work order.
Stupid monkey.
Okay, you're the monkey, bye.
You monkey, bitch. Okay, you the monkey. I don't speak to nobody who not on the list, man. That's what she said. What was her name? Magda? Puta cabrona.
Good afternoon, Orange World Garden. This is Marta.
Puta maricona.
Oh, well, I'm recording your voice, okay?
Cabrona.
So I'm going to be calling the police, okay?
Cochina.
I got your number, okay? Okay, go to work.
Cochina. I call her a pig. A pig. I call her a swine. Cochina. Wow. I think that was Jose's mom we just called. All right, moving right along, motherfucker. Let's find somewhere else to call. There's a hacienda. Ooh. Ooh, Buca de Beppo. I love Buca de Beppo. Oh, man. So good, man. So good. So bad for you, but so good, man. Buca de Beppo, motherfucker. Let's just say go to work. Is that what she told me? Go to work. I don't go to work for another 6 hours, bitch.
Thank you for calling Buca de Beppo Manaheim. Now taking Thanksgiving reservations. This is Alex.
Yeah, I was calling to make a reservation.
For tonight?
Preferably, I have, it's a special event, special kind of event.
For how many people?
For me and my wife.
For two people then?
I said for me and my wife.
Yeah. For two guests then, correct?
Oh, wow. You can't count. Yeah, two.
Okay, and when did you want to have this at?
7 tonight.
All right, give me one quick second.
Listen, Maricon. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, sir. I wanted to make sure that I have special needs put in there. There can't be any knives at the table or nearby.
Okay.
Because my wife is violent, and I'm going to tell her that I've been sleeping with her mom. We've been having an affair. So I'm going to tell her. And she gets violent sometimes, you know. She could try to stab me or take me hostage or something. She's done this before. So I want to make sure. Like, okay. And
so can I start off with getting your last name?
My name is Cross, Mr. Cross. And that's it, just Cross. No more than the Cross.
So Cross as in C-R-O-S-S, correct?
That's my name, Cross, Cross.
And your first name?
No, just Cross. That's all you need is Cross.
Okay. Can I get a phone number?
Okay.
And the area code? 841? Oh, 5. All right, well then I'll put the special note that there shouldn't be any knives or anything on the table, correct?
No hot coffee, no hot tea.
So no knives, no hot tea or hot coffee.
Yeah, because she might throw that no hot soup, no hot sauces, like no tomato sauce that's too hot, like steaming. Does it come out steaming?
So pretty much you need everything not hot.
Yeah, you gotta tell her we're sorry, the oven isn't working and we only can do cold food, salad only. But I need the patrons around to be doing the same thing, you know.
As in, what do you mean the patients around?
The different diners in the tables around, they need to have, like, nothing hot either, because she could, A, grab it and use it against me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not quite sure if we're able to say that to the different guests, because that's not really abiding them. I mean, I could try to get you in a separate room.
Okay.
But that's the best I can do.
Yeah, we're going to have to definitely do a separate room because she gets really violent. She rips my hair off and everything, and she pulls a knife on me, and you know, she threw hot coffee in my
okay,
face.
Okay, what I can do so we can get everything this past, I could go grab my manager, and you could actually go tell him pretty much everything that you're telling me. Is that okay?
Why don't you tell him, and then he comes to me?
Is it okay if you get pulled on hold for a little?
Yeah, but you tell him what I'm saying, because if I have to tell him again, God damn it.
Okay, don't worry. I'll be back.
Hello?
Man.
Man. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How can I help you, sir?
Hold up. I can't hear you.
What?
I said, how can I help you, sir?
You should have been briefed already.
Yeah, I was briefed.
Okay. So what's...
I have a couple questions for you. Why do you want to come here?
I need to do it in a public setting because I'm afraid she might...
I don't want to put any of my customers at jeopardy.
No, she's going to be mad at me. The customers aren't doing anything.
Yeah, but why would you not have hot food or have knives or anything around you?
Because she's got...
It sounds like it could be a hostile environment, sir.
Well, she's going to be upset that I'm cheating on her, you know?
Yeah, but why would you bring that to a public place?
Because if I do it...
Like, I don't want any of my guests to be in jeopardy.
If I do it in private, my life's in jeopardy. If I do it in public, there's witnesses, and there's protection, there's people watching, and she won't... You know how...
Yeah, but I don't want any of my guests to have to deal with something that you created, sir.
Well, but maybe it won't even get to that. Maybe she'll just say, okay, you know, and we'll shake hands. And
yeah, I do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but
don't want to book your party because...
Come on, you can't do that. That's not right. That's not a valid reason not to do it. No, it's not.
If you're saying that there's potential for danger for my guests,
there is
a reason.
There's danger for me if I don't stay there. Don't you understand? She's going to take it out on me. She already threw me up against the wall, you know.
That's not my problem, sir.
She stabbed me
once. I have
once
to protect
already.
My guests who are coming into the restaurant.
She stabbed me once. She threw hot coffee in my face from McDonald's.
Okay.
And burnt me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't book your party.
Please. This is an emotional plea. Please.
I understand. I can't bring any jeopardy or any harm to any other people in the restaurant, sir.
Oh.
I wish you a good day.
Oh. All right. Whatever. Can't do any jeopardy. How are you, Jose? You like Jeopardy? You like that show? I like it.
I have never seen it.
Oh, you're a stupid... You don't even have a GED.
No, I don't have a GED yet, but almost.
Good. Congratulations. I'm sorry. That was mean to say. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be mean. I was just making conversation. I'm sorry. That was a bad thing to say.
No, that's all right. Don't worry.
All right. Well, moving right along. See what we got here. Let me see if we got any requests of pranks. Hobbs says that I should not let Jose do pranks. Yeah, this Hobzoid, he's a member of the Madhouse Council, he said.
Oh.
Because of your involvement with the Laugh Track, Matt. No, I'm kidding.
Wait.
I'm kidding. I'm just being stupid. Oh, God. It's so fucking...
It's drama. It's pure drama. That's all.
I asked him today. I said, Matt, why do you hate me, man? He's like, I don't hate you. And I'm like, dude, then why are you going to go after... Why are you going to send me stuff about Madhouse, you know, this and that? He's like, oh, no, I want to talk to you about it. Like, no, man, that's not cool, you know? I thought we were friends. That's cool if he doesn't want to be around or he's upset at people, but don't, like, take it out on Carlito. I didn't do shit. I wasn't even there when the shit happened.
Yeah, me either, and somehow I'm the negotiator.
Negotiator.
On all that.
Cool, man. You're the ghost. You're the peacemaker. Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's good to have you on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ambassador to Laugh Track Matt's party, prank party nation, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's called it yet. But he's got a new network coming, guys. Watch out for that. It's going to be very well managed. All right. Let's call this angry. Well, Nunu sent in, he told me to call an angry old couple, but I didn't get a number. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Whoops. All right. Angry old men. Big Ken checking in. A little early for Ken. What's up with him? Hey, boy.
Cocksucker motherfucker.
Yeah. Come on, number.
Hello?
Hello, how are you, honey? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm calling from National Water Machines, Royal Service. Don't hang up.
Hello, can I help you?
Don't hang up, please. I'm calling from National United Water Machines. We cover the water grid for your area in Cornwall.
Yes.
We have a report of a problem with the toilets. The water is coming through brown. It's not easy to see it when you have the faucet on, but you can see it in the toilet if you flush it. The water comes out dirty and brown. We're trying to find out the scope, see how far this goes, and we're trying to fix the water computers from here. Can you please flush your toilet, your commode, and tell me if the water comes through clear or if it's brown or colored, like yellow?
Well, I never flush it. It comes through clear.
I didn't hear you flush it.
I know that, but I flushed it, mate.
Let me hear you.
You know
flush
what the time is, do you?
I know. This is a water emergency.
Well, for this area.
Yes, the whole area, yeah. If you have brown water and you drink it, it's going to fuck you up.
Wait a minute.
It'll make you stupid.
Why are you ringing this time of night in Cornwall?
Well, I'm calling with the emergency service, the after-hours emergency service for your water machines.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
You hear that?
Yeah.
It's clear.
Okay, can you check the temperature, please?
Pardon?
Can you check to see if the water's warm or cold coming out?
I now checked it. It's clear.
You got to touch your hand inside the toilet.
I now turned in.
All right, so is that where you take a shit and piss in the toilet and you put your hands in there?
What do you think? I am a bloody idiot?
Yeah, you did it. Yeah, you said you did, so you must have done it, unless you're an honest shithead.
You're a shithead drinking this time of night.
So, yeah, you put your hands where you shit and piss, and your wife defecates. Yeah, stupid.
Do you hear that toilet? It sounds like it had a fucking jet engine hooked up to it.
Yeah, toilet cleans your ass if you sit in it. It sucks you down. Shit. Goose, Ice Goose, that is called. Also, let me connect him. I didn't notice he called.
Don't connect him. He's an asshole.
Why would you say that about Ice Goose? Poor him.
Every time I get online, he calls me the N-word. Every time.
Good.
That's my job. Really? He's doing my job?
Oh, fuck yeah,
I can. Fuck yeah, I can. Someone want to call Papa John's in London, England? Anybody?
Can't do it. He's a modder chode.
I don't think they have any Franks on Bain, so.
Thanks for calling Papa John's and get home and help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I get a large pizza, please?
Yeah, for delivery or collection, sir?
Collection.
For collection. What's your phone number, sir?
My phone number is 420 83
420 83 48
48 86
Yeah
66
Pardon?
Okay, it's 420
Yeah
83 48
86 66 63 What would you like to order, sir?
Yeah, can I get a large pepperoni deep dish pizza?
You want thin crust or original crust?
Thin crust.
Okay, thin, large, Papa's double pepperoni.
Yes. Do you have Dr. Pepper?
Pepper.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
We got green peppers and red peppers.
No, Dr. Pepper. It's a pop.
So I didn't get that?
Coca-Cola?
Yeah, we got Coke.
Okay, give me one of those.
You want a small bottle or a large one, sir?
A large.
Okay, this is one large bottle of Coke.
Okay. Can you repeat the number that... And one medium Maraschot.
Is 0208-34-88-663.
No, that's 666. Like, it's 420-83-48-86 yeah. And 66. You got it? Sir?
Hello, yeah.
Okay, can you repeat the number again?
It's 0208-34-88-666.
Okay. And five? Can I get five large banchos?
You want small?
No. Give me five large banchos. And six sisters in front with no.
You want five extra dips?
What?
You want an extra sausage?
Yes, I want an extra sausage.
Which one?
Big sausage.
Through my distortion in your voice, could you please?
Wait, what?
I can't hear you sub properly.
No, I come here and fuck your sisters.
Just one thin large Papa's double pepperoni, one large bottle of Coke.
And five large banchos.
Five more?
Yes.
Sorry, say again.
I'll pick it up. Like, at what time should I come and pick it up?
You will come after 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That didn't work out good, but oh well.
The fuck was that, Jose?
I can't remember the number.
Jose wasn't even doing a prank. He was just ordering a pizza.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well, pizza.
Well, my hunger... I'm a big boy, you know, and I'm hungry. But I gave the pizza guy the number of it, the pizza store, so...
Very good. All right. Yeah.
We sent a good pizza over to Narwhal the other night. She was awfully pissed about that.
Yeah, really
wait, oh, boy. Okay.
It was bullshit.
All right. I'm going to call another Indian place here. I don't think he was Indian, Jose. You kept trying to go back to Banchot.
Yeah. But he kept saying five more and five more.
You made a prejudiced presumption there, buddy.
Oh.
Racist motherfucker. He's taking it.
Oh, damn.
Fuck Skype.
Full network error. Don't give me that shit. Come on.
Shit, Skype. Let's go big old poop on him. Poop on their doorstep in a bag and light it on fire so they step on it.
Oh.
That good old prank. You taking this big car leader?
Salty.
Hi, I'd like to place an order. Yo!
Yeah, what's up? Yo.
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
For what?
A food. Big food. Big food that'll hurt my butthole.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, alright. I'd like 3 orders of Papadoms.
Okay.
Okay, garlic, man. Yeah, like garlic naan, shut up, I'd like garlic naan.
You want man sauce?
Yeah, I want man sauce.
Okay.
All over me.
Oops.
Yeah, roasted too. Can I have lamb curry? Hello?
Man, this is not the restaurant, you're calling the wrong number.
I know, and I'd like banchot. Do you have banchot?
No, we don't, man. No,
do you have a sister? Do you have a sister? Can you bring her in front?
Yeah, sure.
I could put mango chutney on her.
Yours too.
Yeah? I don't have a sister. That doesn't work.
Mom,
your joke is irrelevant. Yeah. I laugh at you. I laugh at you because your joke is irrelevant. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, do you have mater chode?
Anything
you bring your mother
do.
In front?
You got
some mango chutney on her?
No, you're pathetic.
I'm pathetic.
You're pathetic.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, all right, man.
The joke's irrelevant. That's not even funny. Mater chode.
You knew what that was. Excellent.
So I can't wait until the Xbox One comes out.
Good. I can't wait either. He doesn't want to talk to me now.
Carlito, I'm going to pull your car. You're late on your payments.
Tamarind an Indian thing? I think it is, right? Touch of India. All right, this will be the last one. I got steaks. I'm going to grill them, and then I'm going to go take a meat nap. So, yeah.
Your wife doesn't beat you.
She's out of town, so nope.
Oh, good. Well, she won't beat you. You don't need to hide that coffee.
We're sorry. You
horrible way to
number
end the show.
That has been disconnected or...
Yep, horrible way, but I'm leaving. Bye, guys. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye again. Bye. Okay. Bye,
Jose. Bye.
Bye, Jose. See you later, man.
See you.
All right, I'm done. See you, guys. Thank you for tuning in for what was a splendid afternoon, early evening show, Madhouse Radio. Yes, I'm gonna leave. Hate to say it. Bye. See you later.